Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, it's time for another live performance in our Soundcheck podcast series. Streaming live on Facebook and YouTube, I'm John Schaefer. The Cuban pianist Roberto Fonseca is a master of the related forms of jazz and Afro-Cuban music, and he's apparently a fan of everything else because over the years his music has incorporated elements of contemporary classical music, rap, electronic music, West African music, and so much more. His latest album, his ninth, is called Yesun, and Roberto Fonseca and his trio are here today to perform some of it, beginning with this piece called La Llamada, The Call. Thank you. That's Roberto Fonseca and his trio with La Llamada, The Call. You'll find that on Roberto's most recent album called Yesun, but that live performance getting us started here in our studio. Roberto Fonseca, welcome back.
Thank you.
We just figured out before the on-air lights went on that you have been here before.
I've been here before, yeah.
With Omara Portuondo, the great Cuban singer.
All the time is a great pleasure for me, a great honor to be here.
Yeah. With your trio, with Yandy Martinez playing the six-string bass and Ramses Rodriguez behind our drum kit. And so La Llamada, The Call. On the record, there's an a cappella group that sings.
Gema Cuatro is called, yeah.
Gema Cuatro, yeah, right.
It's a beautiful quartet, female voices from Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
And on the really special song for me, because La Llamada, The Call, is dedicated when we are passing through a difficult moment and we need help or we need support. And then we call the most closest friend that we have and they'll respond. So that's really important to have really good friends, that they help you in the really bad moments, and the good moment too.
Yeah, but when we're all going through a bad moment, as we are now, helps to have somebody you can rely on.
Yeah, that's why.
You just don't want to get too close to them, I guess. That's what they're telling us. But it seems like there's a little more singing on Yesun than on previous records. You're doing a little more singing
I'm trying to sing it. This is the first time that I decided to try to sing because all my friends or the company told me that I should try to sing a little bit more. And it's true. When you're singing, the voice gives you a great vibration on your body and then you can express more what you were thinking, what you were feeling. And for me, it's very important to have that connection with the voice on this album.
Now, the last record you did was called Abuk.
Abuk.
Which is simply Cuba spelled
backwards.
Yeah. Yesun backwards doesn't
mean.
So what is Yesun?
Yesun is a word that I invented. It's a mix of two words.
Okay.
It's the mix of Yemaya, which is the god of the sea.
One of the Orishas of Santeria.
And Oshun, which is the god of the river.
Ah.
That's why it's Yesun.
Yesun, so it's the... These are the two friends that you call upon.
Yeah, because for us it's very important to take care about the planet, about the water. And if we take care about the water, we will take care about the music, you know. Without water, it's not possible to exist. And without music, life will be a mistake.
Yeah. Now, is that a tradition in Cuba to kind of put two different names together? Do you know the Cuban rapper Telmari Diaz?
Yeah.
You know, when she was here, Telmari said, Telmari's a made-up name. My parents just took half of one name and half of another.
That's happy with the name, but not with the Orishas, you know.
Okay.
I think that I'm one of the craziest ones that made this kind of thing. <yeah. laughs>
Now, there are so many sounds in your music. Today, you're pretty much acoustic, except for Yandy's
electric bass.
But you tour with an electric keyboard or two, as well as playing the piano, and... You know, there are electronic beats that you've used. You've done everything from, you know, having spoken word artists to rappers. What ties it all together for you?
I really like ambient, you know. I really like the sounds. I graduated from classical music school.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the moment that I had to show that I can play the piano.
Right.
So now is the moment to enjoy music with people. And for me, there's no good music and bad music. It's only one music. And we are really lucky because the music is the universal language. So if I want to talk with everybody, so I need to know their sounds, you know. For me, hip-hop, rap, trap, reggaeton, traditional Cuban music, rock, I really like all those things because from all those styles, you will learn something all the time.
Right.
So for me, it's very important to have this communication with all the musicians.
And you find your own way into all these different... I mean, you probably grew up listening to all of those
types. Yeah, that's because of my family. Because I grew up with a really musical family, ambient family, I don't know how to call it.
And so it was just like in the atmosphere.
And one day in the morning they was putting me like a boleros or Afro-Cuban music. And then my brother was, they put me into a lot of funky music, hip-hop, jazz, these kind of things. That's why I grew up with all this styling in a natural way.
Right.
That's why I really like to this crazy about songs.
Well, and also, as I mentioned in introducing you, Afro-Cuban music and jazz, there's a long connection. I mean, that connection goes back to the 1940s at least.
Yeah, so. We have a really good connection with jazz and Afro-Cuban music, definitely. Yeah.
Now, the piece you're going to play next, called Agua,
yep.
This is not the Spanish word for water with one G.
No.
This is two Gs.
Yep.
And this also seems like it comes from, maybe from Santeria. Is that right?
No, there's another word that I invented.
Ah.
Yeah, no,
okay.
No. I put it with two
Stop
Gs.
Stop making up words!
It's okay. You can do it. You can do it. Don't worry about it. So I put it with two G on purpose.
Okay.
Because I'm making that tribute to Gemma Young Oshun, you know? That's why I put Agua with 2G, yeah, for them.
So it's double water.
Double water, that's it.
So it does, in a sense, relate to Yesun as a title, you know, those orishas,
definitely.
Those deities. And as with so much of your music, there's some playing with traditional rhythm in this piece, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
All right. Let's hear another live performance from Roberto Fonseca and his trio. Here is a piece called Agua from Roberto Fonseca.
Yeah.
Roberto Fonseca with Agua, an original tune, an original word from Roberto Fonseca. Once again with Yandy Martinez and Ramses Rodriguez helping out on bass and drums respectively, and everybody doing a bit of singing. What's the rhythm that underlies that whole piece?
I don't know exactly, because we have put a lot of rhythms. What's the rhythm that we put there?
Makuta and song.
Yeah, that's it. Because sometimes we change a lot.
Uh-huh.
Because for us, it's good to change sometimes the rhythms. Yeah.
And Afro-Cuban music is not one thing with one rhythm.
So. No, we have a lot of things with Afro-Cuban music, and they are really beautiful and powerful.
Mm-hmm.
That's why for me, it's very important. Like 60% of my music is Afro-Cuban music. Yeah.
But there were moments in that piece, especially in your solo, where I thought, wow, if Frédéric Chopin had been born in Cuba instead of Poland, maybe it would have sounded a little like that.
To be honest, I study a lot to Chopin.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it shows a little bit. Yeah,
because I call myself like a romantic piano player.
Mm-hmm.
And if he was born in Cuba, we're going to be like this. No, I mean, I'm not talking that it would be like this. It would be much better. But he will sound like a with Afro-Cuban rhythm for sure.
Yeah. So when you were studying classical music, were you already playing Afro-Cuban music on the piano, or did that come after you finished your studies?
That came after. I think the Afro-Cuban music is coming from our family.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We in Cuba, we don't have a jazz school. So we have only classical music school. But Cuba is a music factory, like mm-hmm. I call them.
Yep.
And we have a lot of rhythms. People on the street, they play rhythms. On the house, we listen a lot of different type of music. We have the rumba, we have the wawanko, we have the son montuno.
Mm-hmm.
And those styles that are really rich on rhythms. That's why for us Cuban people, it's easy to play any instrument, like because we have rhythm, yeah, definitely.
So there's music in the streets. How easy is it to bring music and arts and culture to, like, kids in some of the poorer neighborhoods in Cuba?
I mean, it's easy. The culture in Cuba, the art, the music, especially, is really strong, you mm-hmm. know? Even on those neighborhoods, they are different. They are not the downtown. That's why from there became the rumba and those things, you know? Mm-hmm. It's really popular in Cuba. So for us, it's not complicated.
Right.
Because we really love dance. We really love music and singing, playing. Like I said before, Cuba is a music factory.
Yeah.
That's one of the mysteries of Cuba, you know. Especially because we are surrounded by sea.
Right.
We are really romantic, too. So that's why. Yeah.
But now you one of your projects is to go in. Is it San Isidro is the neighborhood where you're trying to
San
bring?
San Isidro, yeah. Yeah.
To bring the arts to.
Yeah, definitely. They have in Cuba, they have a lot of musicians that are doing the same thing. Because for us, being in contact with the people, that's magic, you know. When you see people on the street that they tell you, you know what, I don't like jazz, but now I really like it. I want to know more about jazz. I want to know more about any type of style. That's very beautiful, you know.
Yeah.
Because you are touching their souls. And for us, the most important thing is try to communicate with them, you know. I mean, we are not that kind of musician that we want to only show up, you know, like, oh, look, I'm fast, I'm really good, I'm
right.
A really great technique. No, for us, is sometimes it's more important with two chords, with two notes, if they feel it, that's the goal, you know.
Yeah.
And when we see people crying or smiling, that's good. That, for me, that's very important.
Yeah, well, that's not just Cuba. That's anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, if you can get kids engaged with music and with live music.
Live music is very important.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Speaking with Roberto Fonseca, his latest album is called Yesun. This next piece you're going to do is kind of about what we were just talking about, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a mambo for a child.
Yeah.
Did you have a specific child in mind, a specific girl?
No, just in general, you know.
Yeah.
That's a phrase of we use in Cuba, pa la niña. That's a really popular phrase that we have. That means that you want to really play for her, you know. But yeah. That's in general, you know.
Yeah. Well, this is a fun piece, one of my favorite tracks on the record. So
thank you.
Glad you chose to play this one. Let's hear another live performance, Mambo Pala Niña, from Roberto Fonseca and his trio.
Okay. Ready, guys? You ready? You sure you're ready?
Ready.
Ready? Are you sure you're ready?
Okay. Ready.
Mambo Pala Niña. Okay, wait. Oh, no. Three, y.
right then, that is Mambo Palaniña, a work from Roberto Fonseca, which you will find on his most recent album called Yasun, but that a live performance. You know, one of the great things about live music, Roberto, is watching live musicians, especially when they're clearly enjoying themselves, as the three of you just were.
Yeah, for us it's very important to enjoy. One of the things for me to create a group or to be in a group, first, we must be good persons, you know? They are really monsters. They are great musicians.
Yandy and Ramses.
Yandy and Ramses, you know. But when we are decided to make music together, to tour together, you know, that's very important. That's really, because music is our life, you know? And then when you have kind of distortion, kind of, you know, that's the music doesn't sound, we sounds good, but it's not the same.
It doesn't feel good, yeah.
Yeah, because we have jamming all the time, we are making fun all the time, and then you will see on the music too.
Yeah. Well, Roberto, it's been a very long time since you were last here, and I'm really glad that you were able to bring the trio in and play for us today.
For me, it's a great honor to be here. I'm looking forward to coming back soon here.
I hope so. Roberto Fonseca, my guest on Soundcheck. That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Check us out at newsounds.org for other performances, in-studio videos, gig alerts, weekly music roundups, and more. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.